just like I was, to be able to sit and listen to him and just feel his energy that he has about preaching and teaching and evangelizing. It means so much to me to hear him, and I know that it did you as well. David, every once in a while, he and I will talk on the phone and talk in person, and we talk about doors get opened. If you live a Christian life and you want to share the gospel with someone, at some point someone will open a door and you can go through that door and you can talk to someone about Jesus. Lately, I thought a door was going to be opened. And I'm sitting there this morning thinking about how to say this to you this morning, And David, the only thing I come up with, sometimes a door gets open, you start to go in, they shut it, you back up, you pull up, you back up, and you wonder whether you're going to get through the door or not. I was talking to someone lately, and one of the things they brought up to me was that, look, Tim, I know about you people. I said, what is it about us people? What do you mean? He said, I know what you believe. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, what do I believe? He said, you believe that you are the only ones that's going to heaven. That door was shutting quick. To my response was, the message is not that people are lost. The message is that God is calling all. The message is that everyone can be saved. The gospel is the good news of Jesus, the death, the burial and the resurrection of Jesus, and that we all are called by God in the same way, and that we all have an opportunity to answer that call. Because in Ephesians chapter 2, I believe it's verse 8, tells us by grace we are saved. It's a gift of God. It's not something that we do for ourselves. And if I remember correctly, the next verse talks about that and says it's not works that we should boast about it, that we go out and we work our way to heaven. We understand as Christians is that God has given us a gift. And that gift is love. That gift is His grace, His love, His Son that came here and died for our sins. And we have an opportunity to be in the fellowship with Jesus. Now, is that not what the gospel is all about? Is that not what we need to be preaching and we need to be teaching, that we're holding on to the fellowship that we have with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? So I don't know if the door is open all the way back up or not, but they continued to talk to me. I said, we're getting confused about the message here. And we need to look at what God has done for us and the opportunities that I have. And I told them, in a sense, I said something along this way: it doesn't matter what people think today, that God is the judge and He will be the one that judges all nations. And what we are to do is to preach and teach and obey and live that life, live that Christian life, and be dedicated to God and allow God's grace to take care of us. So what is it about God's calling? God's calling. I don't know how many of y'all was worried last night with the storms coming. You know, they had been predicting it for several days. And I don't think too much about it most days. And Wendy and I got home yesterday. We were sitting in the living room, and I feel pretty safe about being in the house for the most part. I'm going to blame. I'll get it out in a minute. Brother William Moore, he's not here for me to pick on, but I'll pick on him either way. I'm going to blame. boy, I almost messed again, up again. Brother William Moore, because that big tree in my front yard, you know the one, you come to the end of the road. I worry about that tree. Brother William told me one day, he said, don't cut that tree back. I said, I'm afraid that tree's going to fall through my house. Brother William said, that tree will be standing when the Lord comes. I said, well, if it falls through the middle of my house, and I'm sitting in my recliner, that's going to hurt. That's the one thing I worry about, soft as the ground was. But for the most part, I don't think a lot about it. Well, we were sitting there last night, we was watching the news and WBBJ and watching the news people there. And Mo, I think is his name, the weatherman there. And he got excited at one point. I don't know if y'all was watching it, but he got excited. He got talking pretty fast. And he's talking about the tornado and the whatever they call it, the ground clutter that caused it around Union City. And he got worked up. And then I said, boy, he's getting excited. And then when they got to talking about Trenton, I said, boy, it's right in line with Tresman. And they get talking about Bradford and everything. So I called Daniel on the phone. I said, son, you need to get in Storm House. And he said, y'all coming? I said, no, we ain't got time. I said, it's in Bradford, and she's moving pretty quick. I'm just going to hunker down right here. I said, you get in Storm House. I said, if something happens, we'll be in Mama's closet. Well, long story short, Daniel called back. He said, I don't feel good about this, Daddy. He said, y'all need to come on. I said, I can't, son. I ain't got time. He said, Daddy, get over here. I said, okay. So I yelled at Wendy. I said, come on, let's go. She said, where are we going? I said, Daniel's house. And she was cleaning out the closet. Took her 15 minutes to get to the truck. I get out to the car, I go back in, I say, Wendy, baby, you're going to die here. I don't know what to do. If we're going to go, we got to go now. So we get in the car and we go down to Dad's house or Daniel's house, and we get Annie and Charlie there, and we all in the Storm House. And you know, the wind gets up and gets to blowing, and Annie gets on the phone with Cinda, and Charlie starts cracking jokes in and said, tell them that we're airborne, we're going over Jackson, and it's bad. But you know, my family's always been a family that's been scared of storms. I can remember when I was a little bitty feller, we'd all go to one house. And I think I probably told you all this before, but all of my family would get in one house, which wasn't real smart. Because if the house got hit, you lost your whole family. But it was something about getting together. It was something about being together because you felt like you were safe and you were with loved ones and you knew where everybody was at. Everybody was accounted for and we would all be together. So my point to all that was this. Within a matter of a few seconds, I had Daniel on the phone. I had Charlie and Annie on the phone. I had everybody on the phone. Said, hey, I even had Keith on the phone at one point. I said, there's a storm coming. Where are you at? Where are you going to be? You try to get everything worked out because you know things are fixing to start happening. And we want to make sure everybody's protected and everybody's taken care of that we love. Now think about that for just a minute. However you felt last night, you might have been asleep. I don't know. But however you feel when things start happening and danger is appearing and we know that trouble could be on the horizon and it's coming toward us, what's the first thing you think about? You think about your loved ones. I've got to protect my loved ones, and it's the same way God feels about us. We laughed a little bit a minute ago about making phone calls, but God feels the same way about us. He's calling us. And he's saying there's danger on the horizon. There's danger out there. Here's the call, and here's where you need to be. There's a storm. There's a tornado. There's problems. But God's saying there's Satan. Satan is out here and he's proven himself to be destruction. He's proven himself to be a problem. He has destroyed so many lives. He's ruined it for so many people. And God is saying, come to me. And that's the call that each one of us has today. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and let's look at verse 12. There it says that he would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. And that's the first point I want to mention this morning is God calls men to great blessings. Why do you want to be a Christian? Have you ever thought about that? Why are you a Christian? If someone asks you, why did you become a Christian? Well, I want to go to heaven. Is that the answer? Some people say, well, I don't want to go to hell. Is that the answer? Why is it that you want to be a Christian? You know, God is calling us, point number one, because there's great blessings in being a Christian. You think about your life. You think about the things that you enjoy while on this earth. He calls men into his kingdom. Last night, we gathered in a little bitty storm house. God this morning is calling each one of us to be in his kingdom. Now you, for a minute, think about all the great blessings that's in his kingdom. What blessings do you have while on this earth? Well, first of all, we have an opportunity today that we can come here and that we can sing praises unto God, that we can go to God in prayer, that we can remember that sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for our sins, that we can study a portion, study God's Word, take these things and hopefully be encouraged and cause us to live more dedicated, more faithful to God, that we can be a light to other people. And then we give back to God when we give our contribution, and that's what we call our worship to God. And I'm going to tell you, worship is a blessing. Now, there's a lot of people that don't feel like worship is a blessing, but worship is a blessing. There's people that may feel, and I hope that you don't. If you do, I hope that you can see that the blessing that's come from worship to God. There's people that dread going to worship God. They like to sleep. They like to watch TV. They like to play golf. They like to fish. They like to travel. They like to do a lot of different things. And those things come between them and worship to their Creator, their Father in heaven, God. So when we come together, we have opportunities this morning to talk to God, to ask God to be with us, to ask God to forgive us, that we have encouragement, we have fellowship, not only, as we said a little bit earlier, with Jesus Christ, we have fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we can come together to be encouraged. So the first thing, when God calls us, God calls men to great blessings, and one of those is he calls us into his kingdom. You know, in the kingdom, many blessings are available to men, and I just mentioned one. But there's an eternal phase of the kingdom as well. When we're dedicated and we're faithful to God and we walk in the light and we live that life for the Lord, the next phase is eternal. Now, while we live on this earth, we have that hope, we have that love, we have that joy within ourselves that we know that when we leave this earth, we know that when our loved ones leave this earth, if they live faithful to God, that they were a New Testament Christian and they stayed faithful, we can honestly say that that person is better off. You know, and it hurts me, and I don't mean this as judging in no shape, form, or fashion am I trying to judge anyone, but it hurts me when I go to a funeral home or I go to a funeral and the person's life was not lived for God. And somewhere in that crowd, someone says they're better off. They're not, folks. I don't care what misery they were going through on this earth. What pain, what suffering. They're not better off without Jesus. And one of the blessings that we have in God calling us is that we live our life in that hope. When my daddy passed away December 7th, David, Dale, and Steve were all at Daddy's house, and other people. And I don't remember which one of the three it was really right now. But as they approached me and hugged me, one of the things I said was, "What if he had died last year? What if he had died a year earlier?" My dad changed his life. And it all happened within a few months. And when Daddy laid right here, the day I preached his funeral, I can honestly know in my heart that he's better off. Now, I'm not putting him in heaven, and I'm not putting the other people in hell. God is going to judge them all. But he came back to God. God called him. He continued to call him. And where he ended his life was much better than where he was in the middle of his life. The second thing, God calls us to great blessings. He calls men to glory. You know, in Christ we have hope, expectation of glory. Heaven will be that glory. Men will live in glory with glorified bodies. When we think about the blessing of being in his kingdom, we think about the eternal blessings and the life that we're going to live, or that we're going to have that eternal life. So there's great blessings when God calls us. Number two, God calls men to a holy living. You know, by grace we're saved. We have faith in God. That faith leads us to obedience. When we obey God, and I got a phone call one day this week, I was driving down the road, and for your information, this person called and said, "I hope I'm not bothering you. You're not bothering me when you call me." This person said, "I've got a Bible question for you." And I said, "Okay, let's go. Shoot, what's the question?" And they asked me the question, and I answered that question. And one of the questions that they had for me was about becoming a Christian, about being obedient to God. And our faith, our belief in God should lead us, it should draw us, that calling that God gives us through the gospel, it should lead us to want to obey God, obey his commandments, be obedient for the remission of our sins. And then once we become a child of God, then we begin that holy living. You know, well, the last thing we want to be is a person who learns the gospel, learns the truth, we obey the truth and never change. You ever known anyone like that? Don't anybody answer that. Maybe we're like that to a certain degree. We're going along through life, and we're living our life. We're making decisions that we want to make. We're living the life we want to live, and we don't think about the consequences to it. And someone comes along and teaches us the gospel, and we obey the gospel. And then the next day or the next week or the next month, we're right back doing what we've been doing before. God is calling us to a holy living. He wants us to be set apart. He wants us to be different in the way that we live. God's people are challenged to be holy people. Can we be those people? Christians are to be holy like the one who called them to be Christians. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. If we let our light shine in such a way in our Christian walk, then we're walking as Christ walked, or walking in Christ's footsteps. He's the one that called us to be Christians. He's the one that's called us to holy living. So when we follow that pattern, we're dictating and we're living that holy life. You know, several years ago, it was popular for people to say, "What would Jesus do?" And really, that's a good theme, that's a good statement, because in our life, when we think about God has called us and we're walking with Jesus and we're walking in his footsteps, when we go and we do things and we act in such a way that's not becoming of Christ, we have got to recognize that we're not walking with Jesus anymore. if we're going and doing things we should not be doing, then we have wandered away from that path that we should be living. Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 11, he throws a challenge to us. The word there is perfect. Being holy, perfect, complete in Christ. You know, without holiness, we cannot see God. Well, God is calling us. And I guess before I close this morning, I got to answer the question, what means does God call us? Well, to be called is to be summoned. To be summoned. How are we summoned today? Well, we're summoned by the gospel. Through the gospel, men recognize a lost condition. We recognize that without Jesus, without God, that we're living a life headed toward destruction. If you remember how I started my sermon, I said the message is not that people are lost. The message is that God is calling all. However you want to use those two statements is fine. People are lost without answering the call of God. But the good news is that we can answer that call. We do not have to be lost or live life in a lost condition. So as much as is in me is, Paul says in Romans chapter 1. So as much as is in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Then verse 17, for therein what? The gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Through the gospel, men understand the plan of salvation. God calls us through His Word. This morning, if you're not a Christian, we want to encourage you with the song that we're about to sing. Through your faith, your willingness to repent of your sins, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, today you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. If you've been unfaithful and you need the prayers of the church, you need to rededicate your life to God, come while we stand and sing.